Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are here with you.
We are, and it is October 1, and we have all of the October revelations, so much to share about this month. And you know, guys, this has already been such a big moment. Now, we want to just jump right in and let you know that if you want to get into this show, make a note of this number. I was informed. I believe all of our lines might already be full, but they might not. You never know. Here's the number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's toll-free, 888-627-6008. Hold on to that number. If the lines are full, you'll get a busy signal. But hey, the minute we start saying hi to people, that would be your chance to call back in. And, you know, Sri, before we go any further, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Sandra and Alan. We just got done with their show over there.
Twin Flame, Divine Fire.
Yeah, over there at Truth Frequency Radio. And we just want to say, hey, you guys are the best. And thank you for bringing us on every month to offer these amazing energy forecast revelations.
You know, there is a growing community of awakened souls, and they're all out there with their little homing beacons on. The light is shining. You'll feel it through their eyes and their smiles.
But do they have aluminum hats?
No tinfoil hats.
All right, then we're good.
And so, you know, the evolution is not televised.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in the outer world, and it's important to remember that all around us are like-hearted beings who are here to love and support each other.
Yeah.
And beloveds, we are glad you're listening in. We're glad that you have chosen to spend this time with us to celebrate this energy of expansion, reassurance, and clarity.
You know, every Sunday, we have the absolute blessing to be with you. And this is a highlight for our week. It always is. And so many of you have written us and talked about how you never miss a live show. Thank you. Thank you with all our heart. We love being here with you. And you know, one of the gifts is that, especially with all of our beautiful live callers and those of you that send us email requests, every one of us, all of us, are surrogates for each other. This is a very powerful moment on the planet. And the more that we can do to support each other, the better. And we're very honored to be a part of your day and a part of your experience on this planet right now. So really just wanted to take a moment and say thank you this morning. We really did in every single way.
And so, beloveds, here we are. It's October 1 right now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And you know, we're doing the revelations. We have a lot to share. Couple things to know. First and foremost, remember, we were just on Twin Flame Divine Fire. They can be found at
iHeartRadio
and TFR, Truth Frequency Radio. So you want to catch that show, and we usually get a copy of that we can be putting up at our site as well. You're going to have this show, and then about roughly, if you're catching us live, about an hour or so from now, get to our YouTube station, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the October Revelations. The video's done. We just did not have time to upload it before we got on the air live. So if you're catching this in the archives, that video is already up. And so you want to go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. And if you have not already subscribed to our YouTube station, why not? Get on it. That way you always know when these videos are posted right away. So again, a lot to share, Sri. We're here. We're here now.
And we're delighted to be with you and share this information, this energy, and to truly move forward together. Because October is truly an energy that is taking us to the next level. You know, I want to just take a moment and remind each and every one of you that there have been cycles throughout the year. There have been these cycles of energy that 1 month led into the next. And in hindsight, you look back and you realize they kind of grouped themselves. It's almost like quarterly energies.
Well, it's been a year of cycles within cycles within cycles. Yeah, I mean, there's been the overarching energy, but I think, you know, it's been a fascinating journey of cycles.
And then most recently coming out of the 4x4 energy with that burst, that arrow, that directed flow.
That came right out in August.
It came
was
out
huge.
August, and September was really about restoration. We talked about that last month, and this brings us to a moment right here and right now to take a breath.
Okay, I'm doing that. And let it out. Let's do another one.
Big breath in.
Oh. Ooh, that felt better.
And how are you?
Take that in, guys. Bring a hand to your heart. How are you? How are you?
As you simply take a pause from all the mind chatter, a pause from all activity, and on one moment, on one breath, say, how am I?
Yeah. Really feel in.
That is the guidepost for the coming month.
Now, that is not the energy of the month, but as Sri mentioned, it's the guidepost for the month. And we're going to be tying all this in over the entire show. So you want to stay with us for the whole show today because there's so much to share. However, as Sri mentioned, you know, September was all about the restoration, and that restoration has now come full circle. And in this first full week of October, if you're catching this show in the first week of October, this entire week is a week of waxing energy, building energy. We're going to build all the way up into that full moon, and we're really going to be in this energy all week long. I mean, we'll just start waxing a little bit on, or excuse me, waning a little bit on Saturday the 7th. So this is a big, full, rich week. Now remember, we are starting October. And as Sri already mentioned, this has been a year. 2017 has been a year of many different cycles within cycles, all part of an overarching energy. So it's had a lot of movement, a lot of energetic shifting, a lot of things happening. It's caused us to be, you know, caused everyone to be alert and aware and available to the divine inspiration of spirit. So what brings us here now? And we are in a moment where we are done with the gestation, right? We just finished the 9th month. Think about that. It takes 9 months to birth a new being. So what are you ready now to call forward starting in October? Because the birthing process has happened. The new experience or that new beingness is available. So what is the energy of October? Well, it's all about freedom or chaos. And we're going to dive into that a lot more. And we're also going to do a whole show about what is really freedom next week. So today we're going to focus on the energies of the month and how to navigate this month. But the other thing that's important to recognize is that while October has its own energy, it is also the cornerstone of the final cycle of this year, 2017. And this final cycle is a Trinity energy. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about what that Trinity energy brings forward. But that Trinity is going to be October, November, December. Now, before we continue this even more, I want to go back, Sri, to what you said about that arrow.
Because the arrow was the propulsion that came from earlier in the year as we were gathering the energies. We referred to the being in the center of the storm. We referred to the opportunity to call forth your Buddha nature, the reclamation, and all of the things going on this year.
Go back and look at those diagrams we posted.
But right now, it's as if we are in a tidal current that's taking us to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, that it's like that arrow. We shot that arrow came out of the 4x4 energy in early August. And guys, it's got a bullseye target. And that bullseye target is December 31st, 2017. And this arrow is moving. It is on course. Nothing is going to divert it, and it is going to strike the bullseye. And so you're going to feel this energy. You're going to notice this, and it's been building, building, building. And so, how are you? Let's go back to that because that is a very critical piece of October.
When you ask yourself the question, "How am I?" this is not an opportunity to balance your checkbook.
If anybody uses a checkbook.
Well, I'm using that figuratively. Yeah. To focus on what are my problems right now. How am I is the energy of your authentic self.
Exactly, exactly.
It's the you that has the resources to confront your problems, mm-hmm. the seeming problems anyway. And so when we say, how am I? What we're really inviting you to do is find your peaceful center.
Mm-hmm.
How am I? Am I distracted or am I present?
Right. Well, and this is, I think, Sri, this is really important to mention, because in that overarching energy of October, which is the freedom or chaos, what's going to be visible for a lot of people are also the energies. This month is going to be filled with contrast and contradiction.
Contrast and contradiction can offer you a sense of instability
in every way.
If you were dependent on something out there that's in flux.
Well, and you know, there is a blessing in contrast, because a lot of times, I mean, we have a contrast so we can see something clearer, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, and this is one of the benefits of having a world that's moving rapidly. You know, there are many folks out there, because time is speeding up, because the energies are moving rapidly, because there's instability in the old structures, old political, old health, old all kinds of old structures.
Old, et cetera.
Yeah. All.
And old meaning no longer valuable.
No longer appropriate for the energy of this time. And so when we have this disintegration of the third dimensional creations, and we're in that moment of a new world coming forward, a recognition of a higher order, a higher harmony, you might say, during the transition times, many people are whipsawed by the chaos, they're mm-hmm. whipsawed by the uncertainty, and they seek to grab onto something that they hold tightly to. Now, that holding tightly could be a political orientation, it could be a religious orientation, it could be anything that gives them a sense of stability and belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens when we're in that level of consciousness is that if our sense of belonging depends upon having an opposite, meaning I exist because those other people or that other group, you know, is that's what the essence of polarization.
Yeah.
And when we define ourselves as being for or against something, what we've done is we've locked into a level of consciousness that is going to get whipsawed during the elevator that we're on.
Yeah. Yeah, very true, Sri. Very, very true.
And so in the whipsaw, either we use that chaotic energy, that sense of instability, to awaken our discernment and to take another look at our choices, or we grip ever more tightly, and in fact, we hurt ourselves through that process.
Well, we kill our freedom.
We kill our freedom,
right, kill our freedom.
And we may interfere with the path of others in our desire to keep things stable.
Well, and guys, we're not saying any of this for it to feel like it's got any sense of judgment around it, because honestly, it doesn't. What we're trying to do is share the pervasive energies that are right there in front of us right now on this planet. And especially as we step into this final cycle of the year, this October, November, December cycle. And we have so much to share about this today. And that's why we've done one other radio show. We're doing our radio show. The video will be up at YouTube, like we said, within about an hour after the show ends. There is a lot to take in. And we keep coming back to, how are you? Because remember that in September, there was this powerful energy of restoration. And so if you have not yet gifted yourself with the full harvest of the incredible power that happened in September, this would be the moment, this would be the time. And we really invite you to challenge yourself to take that moment in time today and to ask yourself, okay, what restored for me in September? Really, really go and go beyond what may be obvious. I mean, look at the obvious, but go beyond that as well, because it brings us to the overarching energy experience of October. And what that is that everything, with a capital E, everything is ready to be healed. Now, I want you to take that in. If everything is ready to be healed, then it invites you to be aware of that which is presenting itself for the healing. And this is part of the freedom, is it not? But it's also part of saying, I will gift myself with harvesting the restoration of September. I will gift myself with bringing a hand on my heart, closing my eyes, and really asking deeply, you know, how am I? and paying attention to that and celebrating whatever comes forward.
Because sometimes what we get aware of is that we've been in denial.
Yeah.
And that's
really, a gift, isn't it?
Well, once you become aware of it, then your liberation is at hand. Because what happens in so many people is they don't have enough self-trust to process through everything the universe is giving them.
Yeah.
To process through consciously all the energies.
And sometimes we go backwards because of that. And the key is not to beat yourself up if you've done that.
When you ask yourself, how am I? And you do it regularly, you will keep moving forward in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. Because your hand's on your heart.
Yeah.
You're connected to your soul.
Woo.
You're connected to the source that passeth all understanding.
Oh, I love that, Sri.
And so when we ask the question, how am I, with sincerity, only good can come from that. And you're then participating with the healing. Because denial is what solidifies people into strata of resistance.
And in
the denial, whether it's denying another person or denying something within ourselves, we really just make ourselves ill. I can give you all kinds of examples.
Everything from denying
the fact that too much sugar is going to result in a blood imbalance, or denying the reality that my body needs movement. Those are just the simplest things that we must be aware of what's going on in our personal reality, or it will at some point produce pain to wake us up.
And to recognize that pain is a call to wholeness. Pain is a call to healing. It's how we navigate that. And guys, this is just such a rich, wonderful moment on our planet. And when we give ourselves the gift of bringing our hand to our heart, closing our eyes and checking in and going, you know what, how am I? Maybe what's coming forward is, I'm rocking awesome. Well, are you celebrating that? Are you giving yourself enough time to celebrate that? And then if something comes forward and says, well, you know, maybe I've got this or maybe I've got that. Awesome, because you're giving yourself the gift of paying attention to you.
Clarity is freedom.
It is freedom. And this month, remember, the energy of October is freedom or chaos. Now, I want to take a moment and talk about the big or in the middle there, because it's not freedom through chaos, right? We've had similar energies. This is freedom or chaos. And what it means is that both of these energies will be present at both times all month. It's an invitation to step into your mastery. And that in and of itself is a form of healing.
Absolutely. Healing happens first when we bring attention. Second, when we trust our guidance and we make the appropriate changes to come to a new harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So healing involves a higher order of harmony.
In every way.
And so that is a balance that may come through the shift of perspective, changing one's attitude. It might come through shifting one's diet or dealing with herbs or pharmaceuticals or whatever's appropriate for your healing process. It's restoring a new balance and then paying attention that you don't get off balance through an overzealous new balance.
Well, you know, think about it this way. As we've talked about, September was such a powerful month. And if you don't really remember all the energies that were playing out in September, please go back and listen to any of our radio shows. We were every week in September, we were focusing on those energies. We gave you lots of things to master. And we pray that maybe you did some of those. Because in this month, right now, it's like the baby was delivered yesterday. And so when a new baby is around, what do you do with it? Do you just ignore it? No, you have to feed it. You have to clothe it. You have to listen when it cries and find out why it's crying. You need to nurture it. You want to pay attention. Well, my angel, your energy field is fresh, new, and available. And are you giving it the love and attention it deserves? And we really, Sri and I are really challenging you. Can you, every day in October, when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, bring your hand to your heart, right? Give yourself that much attention. You're laying in bed, you're waking up, you're like, okay, day's starting. Bring your hand to your heart. Just take that one moment, maybe close your eyes again and check in. How am I? And pay attention and give a voice and a moment to whatever comes forward. This is the month not to be selfish. It's the month to be selfless and pay attention to the healing that is rapidly happening through the gift of the restoration and all of the cycles that have brought us here into this culminating cycle of 2017.
Truly a powerful time and one to be expanded through consciousness. And certainly, speaking of fresh, we have some first-time callers
standing by. Our phone lines are full, and everybody's been standing by. And we want to share with you, we have a lot to share about the energies of October, including ways that you can navigate it and how these 3 months play together. And you're right, we have all these beautiful, beautiful people that have been waiting so patiently. So let's say hi to some of them.
Well, we'll go to line three and welcome Savon from Washington.
First-time caller, welcome to the show. Okay, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Sorry, I don't know what happened. It's so nice to connect with you both, and I'm so honored. I've been called to connect with you for a while, and everything you're talking about is resonating with me so much. This past year has been huge for me. I've been listening and following my path for the first time fully in 33 years. And I was just wondering if I could have a mini soul reading and any guidance that you might offer. And thank you again.
Oh, well, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for calling in. What a bright being of blessings you are. Wow. I love, love, love that you're our first caller on the show today. I'm also loving that you're 33 years, you're on line three, and we're opening up a trinity of a three-month period. I mean, can you not love that anymore? And the reason I'm just totally just so energized around that for you is because, yeah, you not only have you been living your truth, in many ways your life has just begun. And what everything around you, and you have all these beautiful, beautiful beings around you from many different dimensions, by the way. You have a real multi-layered support system of energy that comes into you, and all of that is harmonizing and saying the same thing. You are ready for more. You are ready for more. And they're saying that this next cycle for you, and specifically these next 3 months, including the first 3 months of next year. So it's like the next 6 months, it's like 3 plus 3. So it's this starting right now, October, November, December, January, February, March. They're saying, if you trust yourself and you give yourself the gift of listening to what you're hearing, you will take yourself to an experience you have never had. Anchor this gift into your life and move forward with fresh eyes and fresh experiences. You've got some stuff that's going to need to clear out. Don't even try to hold on to it. Just let it go. Let it dissolve. You don't need to actively let it clear. Just let it dissolve. But you keep moving forward. And I have to share with you, because they keep showing me the same visual. They show me you, and it's like you're opening up, like you're standing in a room and it's comfy and everything in there is familiar and you've got it and you've mastered it. But there's been this door on the other side of the room that you never even really knew was there. And it's like, oh, where did that door come from? And they're showing me you opening up that door and going, oh my God, had I known this was all waiting for me, I would not have hung out here so long. And that's what's coming around you, my love. So I love that you got through today. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And yeah, thank you. That, of course, all speaks to me tremendously, and I'm really appreciative. Blessings to you both. Thank you.
And to you, my angel. I'm hugging you. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Woo! Wow. What an awesome way to start the
course. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a good time to bring your hand to your heart, take in a breath, and know that we are all connected.
Yeah, and remember, guys, speaking of connection, every time we hang up with a caller, that might be your time to get in. So give a buzz.
Well, we're going to keep going.
Let's do it.
Let's go to line four and say hi to Dawn from Arizona.
Another first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate you guys doing this.
Thank you. We're glad you called in.
So am I.
How can we serve you today?
Well, my life has been a little topsy-turvy lately. I'm ill with environmental illness, and every time it seems like I try to get better, I get knocked down. And some weird things have happened lately that it's kind of like purged my life, and I would just like to know your insight.
I'm honored you would ask, Dawn. I really am. Because you have such, the word I want to use is magical presence. It's like there's this, it's so funny. I'm reminded of the push me, pull you. You know, that was, you know, from, what was that? The push me, pull you.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. That's it. You know, it's like this beautiful being that is one with itself, but yet the two heads are having a hard time talking to each other. And so the reason I'm sharing that with you is that you are a magical creator. I mean, oh my God, are you magical? And it's like your energy field has been struggling with being on this planet for a long time. And it begins, and I love that you got through today. Boy, do I love that you got through today, because this is the perfect moment. This is the perfect month to start relaxing into the fact that you've got a much bigger mission ahead of you than you've been living. And they're saying that by the end of this year, you will have found the harmony and balance that will like release what you're going through. But it all begins with you forgiving yourself. And it doesn't even have to be conscious, my love, but it's about you forgiving yourself for ever resisting being on this planet. You are a magical creator. You have a destiny that is blowing my mind. And that's why you've been going through this. And for you, look out, New Year. These next 3 years are about restoration. The next 3 months are about restoration, release, and then it's like go time in 2018. And so I love that you got through. Just stay in the gift of your own love. Stay in the gift of loving you and loving this life and recognizing that this had to happen to bring you to the next phase, and that you're in the process of starting it right now. And so I bow before your magical presence, my love, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. That's really helpful. Because I'm in a Saturn return, and I thought that I was just being hammered.
Well, it's time to get on with it. Many blessings, my angel. Namaste. Wow. Wow.
Wow, fun, you know.
Just too fun for words.
Just to connect with each being and to delight in the connection and the uniqueness that we all afford to this shared tapestry.
Absolutely. And, you know, the lines are so full. And it's, you know, what's amazing to me, Sri, is how fast the show goes. You know, it's always like every week, it's like a blink.
Yep.
It is. But I think we can squeeze in one more caller right now. So why don't we go to line two?
And we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, beautiful one.
Hi. How are you?
We are here, ready and open. How are you?
Oh, I just want an air hug from you.
You gotta feel them. You feel them, and they're big and they're yummy. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And yeah, please forgive me. And I wanted to ask for a mini soul reading in regards to Sacred Union in the next 3 months.
Oh, wow. Well, I love that you're asking. And it's so funny. I just heard, you might not be able to do it while we're talking right now, but I just heard you make sure you're wrapping those arms around yourself as well. And there is this this booming. I mean, it feels almost like Metatron to me, because the only time I hear this type of booming energy is usually when it's Archangel Metatron. And Metatron is just booming in around you. And I'm watching this gorgeous geometric shape, and it's all golden, opening up around you. And Metatron is saying, step into the center and receive and breathe. And you know, Shri and I haven't talked a lot yet about how to navigate this month, but we're going to, and breathing is actually one of the big pieces. And he's saying, step into the center and breathe and relax into the beauty of you. And as you do, when you turn around, the pathway will be clear and they will appear. And that's what Metatron wants you to hear. So I'm loving you. Put your arms around you. Step into that center and receive, my angel. Many blessings. I'm glad you got through today.
Much love. Many blessings.
And to you, honey. Namaste.
Beautiful indeed. So often we forget to love ourselves enough to receive that which is nourishing to our soul, to our depth. You know, receiving is truly a an energy of self-love. It's different than taking. It's an allowance energy.
Yeah.
To allow oneself to be filled up because you are honoring the divine that is you. And when we honor the divine inside, when we honor this beautiful body that we've been given, when we honor the fact that we have an inner child, the fact that we are worthy of love and attention, and if we can't give it to ourselves, then we will always be very needy to the outer world.
And you know, what a perfect month for that, Sri. This is the month of, remember that challenge we issued earlier in the show? Waking up, hand on the heart. How am I? Giving ourselves that gift. And you know, guys, there is so much more we want to share with you, not only about the October energy, the revelations ahead. We want to talk about this 3-month cycle that we're in. And we're also going to give you some really beautiful ways to navigate this month, to stay in the freedom and avoid the chaos, and to be the master that you are.
But first, we're going to take a little station break and get a cup of tea. And so stay with us. There's so much more to come. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you right here and right now.
It is always a divine joy. You know, we just absolutely love, love, love our Sundays with you. They're just such a blessing. They are such a gift.
And so today we are discussing the energies that are upcoming for the month of October. We're taking your calls and we're celebrating the evolution that we co-create together.
Oh, I love that evolution, Sri. And you know, guys, we want to go back and talk a little bit more about the energies. We have a full bank of callers. We promise we're going to get to everybody shortly. It's important, guys, to recognize that, you know, we started talking about this earlier. There was that 4x4 energy. Remember that 4x4 energy, guys? Remember that from last year? So the 4x4 energy, when it culminated at the end of July, what happened was that we had this powerful ignition, and we've described it as like an arrow, and it came out in August, and it is very diligently, strongly building and moving toward December 31st, 2017. And this is important to understand.
Now, December 31 and especially New Year's Day, January 1.
And that week.
That's, and that energy of the full moon, which comes to bear on January 1.
Yep.
There is a propulsion moment ahead. You know, a lot of people go, well, wait a minute, I've been going too fast already. I've got enough going on.
We promise you're ready for this. The whole world is ready for this. And like it or not, it's going to happen.
Well, you know, if you've ever been on one of those moving walkways or sitting in the passenger seat of a car, if you look down at the pavement, you'll get nauseous. It's like it's going too fast. But when
I'm getting nauseous listening to you.
But when you lift your gaze a little higher, when you start taking in the greater landscape, then the movement becomes easier to process and be with.
Whew. Absolutely.
And that's what we're on. We're on this incredible movement energy.
Yeah.
And so the energy of September was about restoration. But, you know, were you restoring an old status quo? Were you restoring your...
What did you restore?
Yeah, you have to ask yourself, am I enhancing or restoring my capacity to heal? Am I restoring my capacity to trust?
Right.
Or am I restoring my fear?
Did I go backwards, right? Or the perception of backwards? Did I restore an old belief? Did I restore an old process? None of this is negative. It's about the gift of October. Remember, the birth has happened, right? Humanity has birthed the next phase. Nothing's going to stop that. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, as my husband always says. And so here it is. It's birthed. It's done. Now, how are you going to take care of it? And that's why we're using the analysis of a birth of a baby. What would you do if you have just been handed this beautiful new child? What would you be doing with it? That first needs to apply to you. How are you?
And the birth of the child is the birth of you, if you didn't make that connection. And that's why we must check in. Just as a young infant needs lots of attention during the early stages of following the birthing process, it's important that we are recognizing that we're gestating a new way of being.
Absolutely.
We're gestating a new level of consciousness. And so to trust yourself, to relax the knee-jerk reaction of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one important way to do that is to be conscious of your breath.
So here it comes. This is one of the, we mentioned this Trinity energy, right? We have October, November, December. So each one of these months has its own overarching gift that it's giving to each of us. And in October, the greatest gift is the gift of respiration, the gift of a flow, right? Flow is giving and receiving. In breath, out breath, respiration, seeing everything as a divine flow. And so the way that you can harness that in October is with the gift of breath.
Now, in particular, the Ave Sa breath, we've talked about this in other shows. It is something that we have been given and we are committed to, the recognition that on our heartbeat is the energy of the recognition of life, of creation, the creator. Ave, as in Ave Maria, means to celebrate, to hail.
To say thank you. Your heartbeat is constantly saying thank you. And think about it. The heart starts beating before you're born, right? It's during that gestation period. So it's been, if you think about these first 9 months of 2017, it was a heartbeat ignition.
And so the Ave is associated with the in-breath. I recognize I'm taking in life. I recognize that I'm part of creation.
Right.
I am conscious and I'm grateful.
Woo.
Ave. And as you breathe in the Ave, then there comes the natural cycle of the return. The exhalation is Sa.
Sa.
Ave Sa.
That S-A Sa is a hail to, it says the infinite. And so I'm giving gratitude for the infinite presence of my divine energy, of being on this planet. It is a 1 second blessing.
So the energy of Ave Sa is a restoration, a reconnection with the essence of the life-giving principle that has ignited our capacity to have this experience.
And if you start practicing this month, and this month, in all honesty, remember the overarching energy of October is freedom or chaos. And absolutely make sure within an hour after this live show, go to YouTube and check out the video, Official Sri and Kira. And so if you give yourself the gift of the breath, even if you have to take things one breath at a time, why not make it a breath of restoration?
Because the Avesa breath is the action of consciousness intersecting with energy, and it will dissolve interferences. It will dissolve uncomfortabilities. And we have an entire healing protocol built around this essential nature.
Well, I want to say we don't have it. We were blessed to have it delivered through us.
Well, we are committed to sharing
and
We're committed to sharing it.
Very, very, very.
So a basic quantum healing takes this one insight and builds it into the entire body, the entire etheric body, and restores soul consciousness.
And as your soul consciousness restores, you effortlessly have better intuition, better guidance, clarity, soul mission clarity, attraction energy. I mean, manifestation capacities, it's mind-blowing. And as the energy of 2017, that arrow, right, that arrow is shooting into December 31st, you must start asking yourself now, where will I be New Year's Eve and who will I be with? Because this is going to be, bar none, the absolutely most powerful New Year's that we have seen. There's going to be like a, we talked about this more in the video. And so you really need to pay attention. Who do you want to be with and what do you want to be doing? Because if you collect yourself and come with those of like mind and celebrate and amplify that, you are setting the stage for an incredible 2018 and beyond. And remember, that energy is not going to end with New Year's Day. It is a week. It actually starts December 31 through the 7th of January. You really want to be conscious of that time.
And it's because of our profound humility and respect for this divine dispensation, this cycle that we're in, that we have opened up Tosa Blue Mountain here in Ecuador in the foothills of the Andes to receive guests and to share the healing process of both the VESA techniques, the interdimensional energy, and to celebrate spiritual community.
And, you know, this is the very first time that we're able to bring forward the rest of these ancient mystical practices because, now, guys, you want to make sure you make a note. November, our first Sunday in November, we're also going to be, along with giving the November revelations, we're also going to be starting to talk about some of the full 2018 revelations. And one of the gifts that we were strongly guided to do was the you know, the hat's off, so to speak, the canister's open, the lock's been unsealed. All of this powerful energy is going to bring those who are ready into ninth dimensional frequencies, starting with New Year's Eve. Now, if you are not ready for that, that can be very destabilizing. And so as our commitment to that, we are inviting those who are called to come spend this week with us. Come down here, be with us as our guest December 31, be part of our huge party celebration ceremony December 31, then stay with us January 1 through 5 as together we offer extraordinary healing energy where you can heal and be healed, become a practitioner if you want to while you're here, actually leave being certified and travel with us from the 3rd, 5th, 7th, into the 9th dimension as you receive incredible clarity and manifest blessings. So if that calls to you in any way, make a decision because we're getting full really fast. Go to SriAndKira.com, to SriAndKira.com, right there on the homepage, learn everything you can. And guys, we are so blessed because we live in this beautiful indigenous area. It's beyond stunning. We have been able to secure this beautiful, wonderful Hacienda Hotel. It's gorgeous, all the modern amenities. They even have a swimming pool. And we have been able to put together all of your hotels, all of your meals, all of the workshop time we're spending together, everything for under $800 for the entire week. And plenty of time to you know, make some payments if you want. Because this isn't about money, guys. This is about coming together and collectively ushering in what's happening right now. And so that brings us right back to October. Because remember, everything with a capital E is up for healing this month. And the overarching energy is freedom or chaos. And so it will be your choice where you want to be. And again, we're going to expand on that freedom next week's show. So we want to make sure you're here for that.
Throughout the month, we're going to be offering you some tips and ideas and practices that will help you cultivate the energies of this time for your benefit.
Yeah.
But for right now, just kind of wrap your own intuitive filters around this. Freedom or chaos? There's a choice.
Yeah, well, it is a choice, and it's going to be because of the heightened contrast and contradiction. You know, you can get, if you have too much contrast and contradiction around you, what happens? You're like, oh my God, what do I believe? Who do I believe? What do I do? And that can send you backwards. It's a trap.
Well, what happens is the emotional body, when you have this unsettling of moving forward,
right,
when you have the chaos energy, if you're attached to the way things were, if you're attached to seeing something change that you didn't want it to change, then there's an opportunity to accelerate fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go, oh my God, I don't have control.
Right.
Well, guess what? You don't.
But, well, I have to use the word but. But what you do have control of is you, and it starts with your breath. When you're feeling overwhelmed or you think you're losing your freedom, hand to heart, because your heart reassures your body and you breathe.
Because the outer world, when I made the joke about control, we cannot control the outer world.
Nope.
We can indeed learn how to respond to it.
Oh, I love that. Not react.
We can respond. We also can use those chaos energies to cultivate a sense of inner peace.
Uh-huh.
And this is the critical stability that is needed. It's like, let the ocean be bumpy, but my little boat is my heart.
I love that.
My little boat is my divine connection. I'm propelled by my divine connection. I'm stabilized through my trust, and I float through the chaos, and I discover that I'm free.
I love that. And remember, all month long, you're in freedom. Freedom is here. Harvest that restoration energy. It doesn't mean that the chaos won't be there. It will be. However, you will have the opportunity to be in the freedom all month long as everything is healing. And you know, Sheree, before we go any further, talk about everything. We have so many beautiful people that have been waiting. And so let's go ahead right now and welcome some more first-time callers. Let's go to line 3 and welcome Kristen from California.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here with you today.
We're grateful to be with you, my angel. Thanks for calling in.
I'm calling because as I'm feeling into the energy, you know, over the last 18 months, I've had 3 different full-time jobs. I stepped out of running my business. I had run it for 10 years. I went through a period of unemployment, and it's just been, like, this is almost perfect. So much either chaos or freedom in my life. And I'm feeling called to do something different now, as my last job just ended last week. And I'm looking for some guidance around that. And I'd love to request a mini soul reading for this. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you for the honor of connecting with you. And I'm just smiling because as you were sharing this beautiful energy way out from the gossamer force field, which, you know, is supporting the crystalline grids, came in around you. And the word that they kept giving me was discovery, that you have been on this powerful journey of discovery, and that the period you're entering right now is about understanding that at a level you have not yet put together. And that they're saying it's time to do something totally different that might even seem crazy, but that's part of this discovery. And these beautiful beings that are around you are saying, first sit quietly, either in meditation or with a pen and paper, and pay attention to what you've discovered over this 18-month journey. And don't you just love that 18, the 1 plus the 8 is the 9, and here we are just coming out of this 9th month of restoration, and we're right here on October 1. It's your time to discover the greater reasons behind everything that's been happening and then to put them into motion. And for you, that's going to happen very, very quickly. This coming period for you, which I only see being maybe about 9 weeks, is all about the final polishes of this almost like preparation phase. But don't be afraid to do something outrageous, because it's almost like the universe is saying, if you jump, we will catch you and we will take you somewhere you couldn't even dream of. And so it is. I'm so grateful to connect with you, my angel. You're amazing. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Beautiful.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's just keep going. We're going to head to line 1, and we'll say hi to Logan from Colorado.
Hey, Logan, namaste. Welcome, Angel.
Namaste, Angels. How are you guys today?
We are wonderful. It's just always a gift to connect with your beautiful presence.
It's a gift to connect with you guys as well. We've tried to call in the past few weeks. We are grateful to finally connect. I'm here with my beloved Veronica, and we're kind of facing a little bit of some major fears. With our union, we have lost many of our close family members, essentially everyone, and on my side of the family and on hers. And we're kind of at a loss of where we are. I mean, we know to flow, and we know not to go into the sphere. And we kind of like a mini soul reading today. So if you could help us in any which way, I would very much appreciate it.
Well, first and foremost, I want the two of you to feel my arms around you. I am just loving you both so much, and I am covered in chills, and I call those truth chills when I'm loving the two of you. I want to first say with you that Sri and I went through this when we first came together, just to share that with you. The universe, when I gaze at the two of you, is saying that the gift before you now is the opportunity to demonstrate your truth, to not just talk about it, to not just skirt it around the edge. And that, I don't want to use the word test, but that's the word they're giving me, so I apologize. But they're saying that it's like you're being tested by those around you to say, are you really happy? Are you really going to stay together? Or is this just another phase? Is this just another blah, blah, blah? It's like they don't even speak. I hear them as blah, blah, blahs. And forgive me for saying that. And what I'm hearing is that if the two of you focus on your own happiness and you stay in the divine cradle that has been given to the two of you, I also hear you guys need to move, or you will be moving soon. If you stay in that cradle, this is all going to turn around. And it's about staying focused on the two of you. And when that pain or those fears come up, recognizing they are not your sacred union. They are not the two of you. Anchor the two of you first. That is not selfish. That is the gift you're being given. And if you do that and you stay focused right there and what makes sense for the two of you first, it's like they keep showing me this is all going to come back in a very beautiful way.
Yeah, it all falls into place. But the first step is be in union.
Yep.
Surrender to that union.
Yep.
Release your judgment of what's going on, and you will discover where you're meant to go and be.
As long as you hold the unconditional love for each other. And believe it or not, what Sri just gave you are the four steps of the ascended process of the yoga of self-ascension. You guys are living it. And so we honor you and we bow before you, and we have lived it too. So we understand you've got to just let each other be your glue for each other, and this will move forward. And also, I just need to share it again because I keep saying move to me. Now, that could be movement, but they just keep saying move, move, move. And so it is. I'm grateful. You always get through on the perfect day. So I'm glad you kept trying, and I'm glad today was the day.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there anything else our angels are telling us to elaborate on the move? I'm not too clear.
It's
we
like
have been
imminent.
Getting at it.
Yeah, no, they're like move. I mean, they're like yelling it at me.
Listen.
They're just saying move. And so I can't give you anything more than that because I'm not kidding, they're like yelling it. And so I think that's for the two of you to really trust each other. I think it's the first step of trust.
I got to offer here something. That this has happened to us a couple of times.
Oh God, yeah.
The move.
Yeah.
And sometimes you've got to let go of all logical thing of like, oh, we want a better house or apartment. It's not about that.
You guys need to just trust what you're getting on this.
It's go into meditation and imagine a globe floating in the space in front of you that's slowly rotating, and look for a spot of light on that globe.
You know,
it may surprise you where you're being drawn to.
Yeah, you know, when Sri and I first got together, we were living in Colorado near Boulder in my home. And the first thing we got when we heard to move, we got in our car and just started driving and wound up in New Mexico and ended at the driveway of the property we bought. And so I'm just sharing with you, that's how it happened for us. Give yourselves the gift of the magic. You two are, you're going to be okay, but you've got to start taking the action together. And so I'm glad you asked, my angel. And feel our arms around you. We love you.
We feel it. Thank you. I appreciate it. We love you too. Namaste.
Namaste. Many, many blessings. And you know, beloved angels, I want to talk a little bit more, Sri, about this October energy. Because remember, the first week of October, right now, we are waxing. The full moon is coming later this week. We're already in the energy of it. It's building, building, building. So this is the week to harvest the blessing of the restoration of September and to recognize that we are, like it or not, We have already opened up the final cycle of 2017, and this has a clear trajectory. It is a Trinity energy of October, November, December with a clear trajectory that's going to be like a whoosh on December 31.
Now, it's real important to use the times that we're in to cultivate your inner discernment, your inner trust.
Yeah.
Because the outer world cannot carry you forward.
Right.
There is no teaching from the third dimensional authorities that can carry you through an ascension process. It just isn't out there. What will carry you forward is your divine connection, your soul's wisdom, and your willingness to keep your eyes focused on the divine, on love, on trust. And so the chaos of the outer world is giving you the opportunity to make that critical choice of what's really important.
Exactly.
Where do I want to place my bedrock, so to speak? And that's on your inner peace, your inner heart, and your inner guidance.
And so, beloved ones, the show always just goes too fast. But we really invite you right now to practice. Bring your hand to your heart if it's safe to do so. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. How are you? How are you? And bless yourself with giving yourself that attention. October is the month where everything is up for healing, and it's freedom or chaos. Your freedom is the gift you give yourself. Take in a deep, conscious breath. Let it out. And know that you are loved. Please join us next week. We're going to continue this conversation. And until we have the blessing of being with you during that time,
may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.